News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Russia's military has admitted Ukrainian forces have advanced far into its territory, stating it struck troops and equipment located about 30 kilometres from the border. We're joined by the BBC's Ukraine correspondent, James Waterhouse. James, just bring us up to speed on what's developed in recent days.
Well, I mean, Ukraine is continuing and expanding this extraordinary cross-border offensive with several hundred troops. I'm currently in the northern Sumy region of Ukraine, which borders Russia along a 1,000-kilometre border. And until now, for the last year and a half, it has been Russia sort of calling the shots, composing the theatre of the front line, if you like, using its size and trying to overstretch Ukrainian forces. And it seems in the short term, the goal has been very much to shake that up, because clearly they are committed to this cross-border offensive into the neighbouring Kursk region, and clearly they are trying to take more and more settlements. There are lots of military vehicles here, all emblazoned with a triangle symbol, which I think reflects them working on the same operation. But this is high-stakes stuff, because while the goal of drawing Russian troops from elsewhere seems to be being achieved, it's changing little as of yet on the eastern front line. But nevertheless, this does change things in a war of territory when Russia is asking for complete control of four Ukrainian territories, for example, in exchange for peace. Now Ukraine can say, well, how about this? So these are significant times, and you know, morale seems to be high here for the simple reason that there is finally movement for Ukrainian forces after a year and a half of static, grueling, attritional warfare.
And James, do you think ultimately that's what the strategy is, that idea of if and when, and hopefully it's sooner rather than later, that peace finally does come, that they will be in a stronger negotiating position if, for example, they are present on Russian soil?
I think that is the distant hope. But for Ukraine, it's still seen as a binary choice with peace, because the idea of compromise until now, in the eyes of Ukraine, just subjugates it to Russia. So if you allow Russia to have territory, there would be, say, a peace deal signed. Then the West turns its gaze elsewhere and Ukraine signs what security deals it can, and Vladimir Putin remains on a war footing and has another go. Even if there was some kind of compromise politically on, say, neutrality, where Ukraine doesn't join NATO or the European Union, has a reduced military, in the eyes of Kyiv, it puts it under Russia's control. Russia can then influence Ukraine politically and through its army. So this is still seen as a binary choice, but you're right. You know, this does change the dynamic in a significant way, but this is high stakes, because if this doesn't work and the front lines were to, say, collapse further south, then Ukraine's defence, which has held essentially for all this time, could well collapse, and that would be catastrophic for Ukraine.
Finally, James, does it put political pressure on Vladimir Putin in Russia, in Moscow?
I think we can't underestimate or overestimate the impact this will have on Vladimir Putin. This cuts to the heart of the social contract he has with his people. People who live in villages and towns in the Kursk region, in the Belgorod region, living modest lives, they trust in the Kremlin to keep them safe. And this is what Vladimir Putin says. You know, this is why he is popular. He's the strong man who says, you live your lives and I will carry out Russia's foreign policy. This cuts to the heart of that. This is very difficult for the Kremlin to spin, because of, as you say, Ukrainian boots on Russian soil. So I think the most pressing point on that will be what Russia's response will be. In times of full-scale war, it's hard to sort of make direct attribution when Ukraine is continually struck by bombs from the sky. But, you know, we wait to see.
All right. Really interesting insight there. James Waterhouse, BBC Ukraine correspondent. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.